Welcome to the Dell Golf Podcast.
My name is David Adele, and let's sit down at the workbench and talk about how we can play our best golf. Welcome to my podcast again. This is David Adele. I get questions all the time, and I'm going to answer some of these questions today. So one of the questions comes from someone who said, talk about your experience with existing grips in the marketplace and why you designed your own. Well, I kind of stumbled on the grip scenario many, many years ago. My fitting system has interchangeable shafts, so I had to screw my shafts into the hosels so that I could change the shaft and change the hosel, etc. And in the process of doing that, I had to find myself a round grip that was, you know, not a golf club grip. And initially, I tried building up the bottom end of a traditional grip, and that was just too much, and just was a little off. And I found a non-tapered round grip. It was kind of mid-size, and it was designed for the natural golfers out there using a one-plane motion, kind of like Mo Norman stuff. And so I ended up using that as a fitting process, but it wasn't necessarily what I, proclaimed to have any medicinal values as a putter grip. It was merely just for fitting because it was almost impossible to clock or figure out how to clock a grip on to a circular thread. So with that being said, over time, I started to notice things that were going on with aim bias and grips. So a dear friend of mine, Mike Shy, down in Fresno, was working with some, a player from the Fresno State golf team. She was one of the better putters in ladies collegiate golf. And had been using my putter since she was a junior. And she made it to college, very good player, and she always played with the round grip. Well, I went to go visit Mike and showed up, and lo and behold, she's struggling with her putting. And so we do an aim test on her. That's the first thing I always do is check aim. And lo and behold, she's aiming substantially left. And I noticed that she had on a pink flatted grip. And I asked her why you had this grip on. And she said, well, coach wanted us to change the grips for breast cancer awareness. And it was a flatted grip. And I was like, okay, well, you've always played with the round. She says, yeah, ever since I put this grip on, I've been putting really bad. And so I said, well, let's cut that grip off. And I had some round grips with me. And we put the round grip back on her putter. And she aimed it perfect. And I said, wow, something going on here. So I said, I cut off that round grip and I put on a flatted grip and she aimed it back left where she was aiming when I first showed up. And I was like, oh my gosh, there's something going on here. So I cut that grip off, put the round grip on it, and lo and behold, she is aiming dead perfect again. And subsequently after that, she got her putting back and started putting great again. So this led me to believe and understand that the grip is an integral part of the total assembly. And I think we always took it for granted that we could just put any grip on there. And we've seen over the years, grips go from, a grip like Tiger used, which was a pro-only, small little paddle grip, to larger paddles. And then we saw the Superstroke show up, and we've seen a lot of other big grips have come around since. And it makes sense because it's the first primary connection you have with a putter. And this connection to the club is the easiest to change. If you don't like it, you can just tear it off and put on another one. So you can almost tinker with your putter through the grip. And another factor that people don't understand with grips is that they have a different weight value. So some grips weigh, like Tiger's putter grip weighs, I think, around 55 grams. And you can have grips that weigh upwards of 130, 40 grams. So the gram weight of the grip changes the counter reaction that happens and we call that counterbalance. So a grip is part not only of the alignment system, but also as a counterweight system, which can offset or magnify head weight. So in this process, I said, wow, if the grip is important and how that grip is configured makes a different name, then I need to come to some kind of understanding with that. So the folks over at Mississippi State's PGM program asked me, hey, we'd like to do a study. Is there anything that we could do that would be pretty interesting and substantive to golf research? And so I said, hey, This is a really simple one. I'll send you some round grips, and you take two exact putters, and you have your PGM program all go through a name test with it, and then record the information, and let's see what happens. It was pretty substantial. Across the board, there was a 4.3-inch difference in aim bias. This is a reflective bias. So laser was shooting to a golf ball, put a mirror on their putter face, they aim at the target, and then we recorded the left aim bias or right aim bias or straight bias. So what we had noticed was there was a 4.3-inch difference in aim dispersion from the round grip being better than a flatted grip, which corroborated my hypothesis that a round grip helps people aim better. And why do I think that is the case? Well, I don't believe that the grip should be the alignment system. Because for one, the hands can't feel, right? So the hands feel something and the eyes are seeing something, and it produces what I would call noise, static. So the hands are feeling, they don't have eyeballs, right? They don't know where the target is, but they work with our visual processes, and we produce a sensation of aim through our eyes and through our hands. And often we can get very conflicted, and a lot of negative juju can come from how your hands feel in relationship to the aim bias of the putter, the weighting of the head, and a person's read. And I've noticed, and I have a lot of people say, you know what, when I first played with that round grip, I wasn't sure about it, but now I really like it. And when I grab a normal traditional putting grip, man, that thing feels really weird. So if I fit you in the fitting process with a round grip and you aim it perfect, the problem is I don't know with a certainty that when I reproduce that very same putter, mimic the weight difference between whatever grip that a person chooses, that grip with a flat on it will aim as true as my round grip that I know was involved in the fitting process. So for me, the grip that you have with your hands, how you hold the putter, is the alignment system, not the grip on the putter itself. And over time, I've come to understand through my dear friend Mike Adams, who has created a screening process, that there are three fold types in golf. And there are cover fold patterns, there's side-on fold patterns, and under fold patterns. And if you can imagine you're holding a ball, a side-on pattern would be having your hands side to side on the ball. A cover fold would have your right hand on top and the left hand slightly underneath, if you're a right-handed golfer. And an under golfer would have the exact opposite reaction, where the right hand is underneath and the left hand more on top. So as we take our arms back, everybody's arms fold differently. And an underfold pattern and a side-on pattern and a cover pattern, in my opinion, need to have different grips on the putter. Now, the only player I think can benefit, or it's very neutral for them to have a flat on a putter, is a side-on golfer, because their thumbs and their wrist joints point vertical. And this really comes down to how our wrist joints present to the putter itself. And a cover golfer's hand is going to be placed more on the top part of the grip. An under golfer is going to be placed more on the under, and a side on more on the side. And the wrist joint is going to be on a cover golfer with the back of the wrist skyward more, an under golfer with the bottom of the wrist, the underside of the wrist skyward, and a side on golfer more down the line. So how we hold the putter kind of should dictate how and what kind of grip we're going to use. So a traditional flatted grip, I'm cool with a side-on golfer having a flat down the middle of the grip. But on the other hand, I don't want under golfer or a cover golfer's grip to be dictated by the grip itself. A cover golfer is going to need to get more on top. And when he or she gets more on top, the flat on the grip starts to feel funny, and it's in the wrong location, not to mention the corners on grips. So, and an under golfer is going to want their hands more split underneath. And they're going to also feel that flat on that grip in a very different, unusual place. Another thing that happens with cover golfers and under golfers is the corners that are developed through the flat on the grip produce different pressure patterns. So as the putter's moving back and forth, you're going to get more of a pressure signature where that corner is. Just kind of like if you hit your head on a round are on a square, sharp coffee table or a rounded one, one of them is going to really hurt. The other one's not going to hurt so bad. So it's kind of the same thing. Edges produce pressure points, and those can be accentuated in those areas and force the hands to want to locate in the wrong position just because of the grip. The grip is not a reminder system for under and cover golfers. And that's the problem, is it forces a lot of players into the wrong grip. And there's a lot of different grip shapes out there. And I've traditionally have always kind of given a seal of approval for the Superstroke process or system, because they've had a 1, 2, 3, and 4. They have flat soles. They have all kinds of different stuff. But they've always had rounder edges, and they were non-tapered. And for me, those were okay. The only problem I have with them is that when people change out of my grip into a Superstroke, there can be a 40 to 50 gram weight difference in the overall weight of that grip, which can mess up the process of weighting of the putter. So that's something people have to take into account when you do change a grip, that the weighting stays consistent to what was working beforehand, because you can really screw up your putter by changing a putter grip and changing either the weight heavier or lighter, depending on where you're at. So we decided to develop our own grip system because of this scenario. How can we, one, control the gram weight of the grip in the fitting process? How can we control the shape in the fitting process? And how can we help guide somebody into the right grip? And two, how can I make a grip that's going to last longer than a lot of these grips? Because quite honestly, they're designed to fall apart, because that's part of the planned obsolescence program that, you know, works very well for consumables. So if you make a grip that blows up and you get, you know, reliant on that grip, you're going to change it once, maybe twice a year, just because of how bad they end up looking and how destroyed they get. So I wanted to create a very functional, useful grip. Size also matters. So players that have different grips or that are looking towards grip size, that's an important factor too. Not only does size change how we hold it, it also can change the gram weight of the grip, which is very important to the speed control process. So we've created a grip that we can incrementally change with our own internal weight system, which is an Optivive weighting process and or a counterweight process. So we've created a slim and a traditional standard, our standard. So who would need a larger grip and who would need a smaller grip? Well, your cover golfers are going to tend to want a smaller grip because it allows them to get more on top. And you'll see this often with a player that formerly had a mid-size grip on their full swing golf clubs. When we get their grip to go more on top, it's far easier to get it there with a smaller grip than it is a mid-size grip, even though the person may say, I have bigger hands. That works the same with the putter grip. As we get that grip more on top because of requirements of our body type, then so should the grip generally shrink in size. And the more under a player is, the bigger the grip can be, because they're gripping it more in the fingers, where the other, they're gripping it more in the lower part of their hand to get the putter up on top. So the grip does matter. A friend of mine, David Wright, has done studies on grip size and how it changes the way the body reacts to something that gets put in the hand. It's interesting. You could put a baseball glove on your hand, but the minute you put a ball in the hand, it changes the way the body reacts. So David's done a lot of work on grip size. He does it with baseball, National League baseball playing teams, where he's working on bat size for some of the better batters in baseball. And what he's come to understand, and what I've come to understand from checking it, is that the bigger the grip gets, the more the hips tend to close. So if you're a right-handed golfer, that means your hips will motivate more to the right. And it's, I think, a very primal thing. And David said it's kind of something that when something gets bigger in your hand, your body counter-reacts to it. It's just a natural process. I think it goes back to our ancient days of grabbing something bigger that our body goes to support it, maybe in a hitting action or chopping action or whatever, to help the human body work in a more efficient way. So the bigger the grip gets, and we've tested it, we'll take 4 grips of 4 different sizes, get in a putting posture, and someone will hand me different grips. We'll stick a alignment stick through the belt loops and one on the ground, and you can physically see as the grip gets bigger, the hips start to canter more to the right. And I think that's why a lot of players have gone to bigger grips is their left aimers. And so as the grip gets bigger, and I know this for a fact that when I worked with KJ Choi briefly, he aimed to the left. And it makes sense to me why he would go to that big super stroke grip back in the day, because it counter-reacted his hips to the right and made a compensative scenario for him to offset his left aim bias by cantilevering his body to the right to help change his motion bias more to the right to offset left aim bias. So very interesting to see why a player would go to a larger grip. Tiger, on the other hand, has always used a pro-only, a Golf Pride pro-only grip, you know, ping grip, one of the very old ping grips. And it's because it allows him to get his hands up on top. So it has nothing to do with grip size. I think it allows him to get his wrist more vertical, and the bigger the grip gets, he starts to lose that feeling of comfort when he gets his hands more neutral and his wrist bones more vertical on the putter. So the grip is extremely important. Let me recap. Grip size changes generally grip weight, okay? Grip size can change how the body reacts to the larger grip. Smaller grips tend to work better for cover golfers. Larger grips can work better for under golfers. Flats on grip works better for side-on golfers, but not so good for under and cover golfers. And round grips, in general, would be the first place I would start with a putter grip. And I know it has mechanical advantages to aim. I believe it takes away a lot of the noise of how the hands feel versus what the eyes are seeing and what the vestibular system and your feet are feeling on green slopes. So the more things that we can simplify in the putting motion, in the way we build our golf clubs, and the way we present ourselves to our golf clubs, how we hold them, okay, is a very important part of the process and not one to be taken lightly. So if any of you have any questions, you're more than happy to call us, or you can go online and order a round putter grip from adelgolf.com and give one a whirl. And I have several tour players that use them that swear by them, and we're one of the few companies out there that make a totally round putter grip. So give it a whirl, think about it, and look forward to more questions from y'all.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Adele Golf Podcast. Make sure you stay tuned for more podcasts coming your way on a regular basis. Subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you're interested in going through a fitting process and finding the best putter for you, head over to adelgolf.com. Go to the Find a Fitter tab, scroll down, and find a fitter in your state nearby. Find a putter that you know is custom fit for your best performance. That's it for today. We'll see you next time.